It is Wednesday, August 21st, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. So glad to have you on board with us. I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hayes stepping in here. Good day, sir.
Well, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, not bad. It's another one of those warm days. We finally got summer show up here in late August, I guess.
Looks like September's going to be our August this year. So
we got quite a few things going on today as far as our program. We've got, you know, we're trying to catch up and watch a little bit on some of the crop progress numbers that the Pro Farmer Tour continues underway. So that'll be impacting the markets. And I know that that's something that Jim will be talking with Justin about a little bit later on. And we've got Evelyn Browning Garris with us again today, talk about weather from kind of the big picture point of view and the Pacific Decadal Oscillation.
Say that three times fast. There you go.
Yeah, really.
Okay, very good. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a moment here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. 7 minutes past the hour now on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning as our show continues here on this Wednesday. So glad to have you on board. Get you an update on some of the news going on in the agriculture world today. The scale for wildfire preparedness across the country is now at its highest level since 2008. We get this report from Rod Bain.
The need for U.S. wildfire preparedness has been elevated to its highest level since 2008. The U.S. Forest Service announced Tuesday the preparedness level is now at 5, which Tom Harbor of the Forest Service says reflects
a highest level of planning, preparation. This means that we've got fires in many states all over the West.
It also means several thousands of firefighters on the federal, state, and local level with all resources are stretched thin. Yet Harbor says wildfire can be countered with proactive strategic planning and placement of manpower and equipment. He expects the level 5 preparedness to remain for a few days.
It's not very common for us to be here for weeks on end. I think we were at DL5 in 2008 for a couple of weeks. I'm hoping that perhaps things might improve and we might have the same good luck this time around.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, consumers in some parts of the country may see some higher prices for fresh produce this fall. This report from Gary Crawford.
A corn plant, for example, can take a lot of rain and cool weather and come out of it pretty much unscathed. But for more tender plants, fruits, and vegetables,
that's where rain and humidity and lack of sunshine can cause big problems.
And that's what's happening. Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says the big fruit and vegetable areas of the South have been inundated with rain all summer, and it's taking a toll on prospects for those crops.
Everything from grapes, wine grapes, for example, you can get rotting, cracking of the fruit, and that extends pretty much through the entire arena of fruits and vegetables. And that's where, especially in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states, we've gotten into some big problems with quality or just complete loss of crops due to this persistently cool, wet summer that we've been experiencing.
And so for shoppers in the southeast and even up into the mid-Atlantic,
there could be some big problems when it comes to fruit and vegetable supply,
which could translate into some higher prices for fresh produce this fall. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is bringing the heat to make sure Congress members know they need to get things done when they return to work next month. AFBF President Bob Stallman says the farm bill should be at the top of their priority list. When we come back, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis have a breakdown of today's markets, and Ron Hayes has a check on that ag weather. That one, Midday Oklahoma, continues right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining me is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our futures markets trade this morning?
Well, the equity futures today are falling for the fifth time in 6 days. The Dow Jones September contract is down about 66 points here at 14,919. September S&P futures are down about 6.5 points at about 1644. The market's nervous leading into the Fed policy meeting minutes, which will be released at 2 p.m. out of Washington. There's that, and then there's the government data today on the existing home sales. They climbed more than forecast in the month of July at the fastest rate, November of 2009. They rose about 6.5% in the month of July. Median price was 14% higher than it was a year ago. That's good news for the housing sector. The U.S. dollar today is up about 24 points, back above 81 points. That's pressuring commodities just a touch. 30-year today are a little bit lower here, but they're not as low as they were about 2 days ago. So interest rates are just a little bit higher. Crude oil today is down about $1.50 in the front month, October, at 103.60. The energy stocks report today showed that we had a decrease of about 1.428 million barrels. Analysts were looking for about 1.3 million barrels. The focus in the energy complex is still the Egyptian turmoil, and then that Fed minutes today and how they're going to react to the stimulus program. Unleaded and diesel are mixed, actually. Unleaded gasoline is up about 1.8 cents in September, while heating oil is down about 0.4 cents. Gold and silver are just a touch lower here today. And then cattle futures. Cattle futures are lower in all but the front month, August, which expire later this month or here in the next couple days. We also have that cattle on feed that's Friday. They're expecting 95.8% on feed, which is lower than last year, but still higher than the five-year average. They're looking for about 97.5 on the feed. And then marketed is expected to be about 104.4, so just a little bit higher than last year. If we look at the grains today, we're sharply higher here on all three, corn, beans, and wheat. We had the Stats Canada report this morning that showed that all wheat was going to be at a 22-year high for Canada at 30 million tons. Beans was going to be about a percentage point lower, but overall, we're higher here and bullish today on the grains.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's about 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you updated on those futures markets here today. October live cattle down 25, 127.90. December's down 30 at 130.27. September feeder cattle down 35 at 157.90. October's down 57 at 159.90. October hogs down 107 at 85.87. December's down 105 at 82.70. We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment. Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company in Oklahoma can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pears, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at PollardFarms.com. Checking the grain trade today, September wheat, Kansas City's up 3.5, $7.25. December's up 3.5 at 7.02¾. September corn's up 10¼ cents at 4.94½. December's up 6 at 4.81½. September soybeans up 15 cents at 13.23¾. November's up 15¼ at 13.05¾. October cotton is down 343, 85.33. December's down 342 at 85.44. And October crude oil down 132 at 103.79. November's down 125 at 103.32. And September natural gas is up 2 at 346 per million BTU. And that's an update on your futures market. We've got an update on the weather now as Ron Hayes steps in with today's ag weather forecast.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Howdy neighbors, I'm Ron Hayes. Agricultural weather time on this middle of the week report, and we've got Evelyn Browning Garris with us once again. We'll be talking a little bit more about some of the big picture ideas that she's got regarding weather forecasting. She does it with a database of 100,000 years. Says you take that perspective, things look a little bit different compared to some of our short-term forecasts that we often like to talk about. Speaking of short-term forecasts, we'll also talk about the immediate week ahead as far as agriculture weather is concerned here in our part of the world. We're back with Evelyn, though, right after this.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pears, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at PollardFarms.com.
Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
According to Evelyn Browning Garris, we've entered into a cool phase of what she calls the PDO, the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. This is a 10 to 20 year life cycle of warm versus cool water in the Pacific. And she says when we enter into that cooler PDO cycle, which we have now done, that does mean a longer term tendency toward dry weather in our part of the world. But it's still accented by either La Nina or El Nino. And she gives us a little bit of an example of what that means regarding the cycles that still will give us abundant rainfall some years here in the Southwest.
And one of the things that happened is whenever you have a warm El Nino, you tend to get good rainfall in Texas and Oklahoma. And we tend to get one about every 4 years. And you get abundant rain. So if you have the reservoirs in the right place, so they store the rain, what you do is you do water management. You, instead of doing like we did in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, just stand around waiting for the rain to fall, you're proactive.
When you've got a cooler PDO, you indicated that when we do get La Niñas, then that really can cause some serious problems.
Yes. The good news is scientists now can normally tell you 3 months ahead of time whether you're going to have a cold La Niña or a warm El Niño. If you hear a cold La Niña is coming, it means that a little bit drier conditions are going to be severely drier conditions. And you need to take steps. You need to plan. And they can normally tell you long, you know, they can tell you before you plant your crops. They can tell you before you launch your breeding program. If you hear there's an El Nino, it means that year is going to be good for Oklahoma and the Southwest. And I'm a New Mexican. When we had one El Nino in 83, the ski resort near my house had more snow than any other place in the whole United States. So El Ninos bring a lot of moisture to the Southwest.
Historical climatologist Evelyn Browning Garris.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Weather for the next several days, daytime highs low to mid-90s, overnight lows down to around 70 degrees, no rain really in sight all the way out through the first part of next week. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continues. Jim Apel will be back in just a few moments, checking our agricultural calendar.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday. We'll look at some town hall meetings with Senator Tom Coburn. We'll look at the Oklahoma County Free Fair and the 29th annual OCA Range Roundup. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company in Oklahoma can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iba, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iba plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iba also offers farmers high yield potential with a larger kernel that bakers millers love. To find out more about Iba and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Senator Tom Coburn will hold a series of town hall meetings across his district in the next couple of weeks. Dr. Coburn will take questions and address important issues for Oklahomans and the nation at each event. His first meeting is today at 2 p.m. in Miami at the Miami Civic Center. He will have a second meeting today at 5 p.m. in Muskogee at the Muskogee Civic Center. On Thursday, August 22nd, Dr. Coburn will be at the Eaton Hole Restaurant at 8 a.m. in Stigler. He will be in Yugo at 12 p.m. at the Kiyomichi Technology Center, and he will appear at the Atoka Town Hall meeting at the Kiyomichi Technology Center Business Center in Atoka at 2:30 p.m. Senator Coburn had scheduled a meeting in Shawnee on August the 26th, but that has now been canceled. The Oklahoma County Free Fair gets underway August 22nd and runs through August the 24th at the State Fairgrounds in the Centennial Building. That's in Oklahoma City. The fair showcases the talents of those five and up in the areas of photography, art, crafts, cooking, sewing, and gardening. Exhibits can be entered Thursday, August 22nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Centennial Building, and exhibits are to be picked up by 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, August the 24th. The fair is open Friday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. On Friday night, there will be a saucy salsa contest and an ice cream freeze. There will also be a 4-H talent show. On Saturday, you can enjoy the 4-H kickoff with an indoor carnival with games and prizes. For more information, you can contact LaDonna Dunlop at 405-713-1125. A year's worth of bragging rights are up for grabs during the upcoming 29th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. The two-night event gets underway Friday, August the 23rd at the State Fairgrounds Arena. The competition is comprised of six events depicting day-to-day ranching jobs. The events include saddle bronc riding, team sorting, wild cow milking, team branding, team penning, and the wild horse race. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches will square off in head-to-head competition. The contestants compete for the coveted Top Hand, Top Horse, and Tough Hand awards. The proceeds from the event are donated to the Children's Miracle Network. For more information, you can go to www.okcattlemen.org. The Heart of America Farm Show will take place September 20th through the 22nd at the Tulsa RV Ranch near Beggs, Oklahoma. The event will include a rodeo, cow dog demonstrations, guest speakers, and a kid zone. There will also be a drawing for a 32-foot hay trailer. Vendor booths and sponsorships are still available, and you can get more information by calling 888-244-1982.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like for us to consider either on this calendar broadcast or on our webpage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that update. We do appreciate it. Coming up on half past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma on your Wednesday. Got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
And good day, everyone. Hope your Wednesday's going great so far. Farm Director Ron Hayes had an opportunity this past weekend to catch up with Congressman Frank Lucas. Now he continues the parts of that conversation. Ron?
Dave, this past weekend when we visited with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, we broached one of the subjects that we've talked with him about before, and that was the rather interesting thing that he stuck into the farm-only farm bill that was passed by the full House just a few weeks ago now. It was the change in permanent law, and it stirred up quite a hornet's nest of comments, pro and con, mostly con, it seems like, by a lot of folks saying you can't change permanent law. You need to leave it 1949 to leave that hanging over our heads to make sure we get something done. Well, Frank Lucas says, how's that been working for us over the last year or so? And he believes not so good. And as a result, he thinks maybe the time has come to think seriously about offering this change in permanent law from the 49 Act and making 2013's commodity title the new permanent law of the land.
If we can come up with a good farm policy that works for everybody in every region, and if we could make that permanent law, then that, I believe, gives us a much better field from which to battle in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years on down the road. But that said, it's the will of the House. The Senate seems to be very determined that we not change the status quo in the old law. Maybe that's a point that they'll prevail on. I just know that it is my obligation, my responsibility, to try and do everything I can to protect my constituents in rural America and rural America in general. If thinking outside the box sometimes enables us to be better positioned for 5 years or 10 years or a generation down the road, I've got an obligation to at least look at it and try and come up with ways to address it.
Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the story about the two-day computer system failure that networks inspectors at meat packing and processing plants across the country earlier this month was exaggerated by the New York Times. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service says the Times story did not accurately represent the state of meat inspection during the system's downtime. When the system went down, USDA FSIS Inspection Administrator Alfred Almanza says inspectors were forced to use a paper system for documenting sample collection and other tasks. But overall, they went about their normal inspection routines as usual. We're coming up on 12:35. Ron Hayes has his Ag Perspectives when we return right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. As Midday Oklahoma continues, our ag conversation today is with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking about this year's Range Roundup, up and coming later this week. We're back with Michael in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
We're talking now with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk a little bit about the 2013 edition of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. This thing's got a tremendous amount of tradition.
It really does. This is our 29th annual Range Roundup. 12 teams from across the state to gathering together to showcase the talents that they have in stewarding, taking care of cattle, managing cattle. You know, it's not a traditional rodeo. If folks are used to going to that traditional rodeo, then this is going to be a little bit of a change for them, because these types of events, if you will, are more closer to the working ranch events, if you will. So it's exciting. We're really gearing up, and we're hoping for a great, great event.
You mentioned, obviously, that you got the teams from across the state, and these are actually representing ranches that have got a lot of heritage in the state as well.
Absolutely. These are all Oklahoma Cattlemen's members and ranching heritage. We've got, spectators who come will receive some information about each of the ranches, and you'll see some of the tremendous heritage and tradition in these family operations, fifth, sixth generation operations in some cases, which is just fantastic and very typical of the cattle industry in Oklahoma, which is very family-oriented. A lot of these folks that are going to be competing are of course, owners and operators in the ranches, as well as just some good, hard-working ranch hands is what we call them, but employees would be the official name, but folks that are viewed as partners, really, in the everyday ranch life. So it's going to be a great event. We're really excited.
Of course, when you go back four, five, six generations, you're going back to statehood.
Absolutely, and even previous. Some of these families settled in this country before statehood. Depending upon what area of the state they may have been, if it's Panhandle or wherever the case may be, you get even into the late 1800s in a few cases. So lots of history and tradition, lots of legacy, and the good kind of pride, if you will, that a lot of our families in this country have.
One thing about the Range Roundup is this is the ranch type rodeo, as you mentioned, and there's really a circuit of these things as well. I mean, there's a lot of folks that compete on these on, you know, two or three times a year.
Absolutely, on a regional and national basis. The winner of our Range Roundup actually is qualified for an event in Amarillo, and we'll send that ranch team on to Amarillo, and they traditionally have done very well. I think we've had a few winners in that contest.
in the past. And so you're absolutely correct. It's something that these families are very proud of, the way they work the cattle, the tradition that they hold on to using horses, horse breaking in terms of the wild horse ride, which is always probably one of the most popular events. Honestly, mine is my most favorite event is the wild cow milking. I just love that one. But just a great family-oriented type event, because these are working ranches, as we mentioned, families that work together and showcase their talents.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking about the 2013 OCA Range Roundup happening this Friday, Saturday at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pears, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. It is time for us to check your agricultural markets. Here we are rolling on the middle of the week. It's a hump day, Wednesday, and higher on our grain and oil seed futures. We're up 3 to 4 cents on Kansas City, Chicago wheat futures. Up old crop corn's up a 10 cent, about a dime, up a nickel or more on our new crop corn. Up 14-15 cents on soybeans right now. Cotton futures are sharply down for the second day in a row after falling 4 cents a pound yesterday, over 3 cents a pound down today. Cattle futures are down today. Looks like crude oil's down as well. As far as all the prices are concerned, we'll start with the cash livestock side of the ledger after this.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the 5 stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
No cash cattle trades as of yet this week traded. We did get $1.23 for some cattle, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association this last week. Wholesale box beef tray, choice beef down 33 cents at $195.27. Select beef, $184.16, down by 66 cents. It's an 11-11 choice select spread, 122 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. A 1,500 head total at the McAllister Union Livestock Market. Yesterday's trade, under 450-pound baby calves, $8 to $10 higher. Over 450 pounds, $2 to $6 higher. Average quality and definitely the green grass getting some folks really interested in some of these lighter weight cattle. The medium and large frame number one feeder steers, some 3 to 4 weight baby calves, 202 to 230. 4 to 5 weight calves, $1.74 to $2 and a nickel. 5 to 600 pounds, 157 to 173. 7 to 8 weights, a few, $1.36 to $1.56 in McAllister. 945 head at the Woodward Livestock Auction. Their cow and bull turned yesterday. Slaughter cows, a dollar higher. Slaughter bulls, called steady. 678 actual cows and bulls, selling 61% going to the packers. Slaughter cows, breaker and boners, 85 up to 87.50, 88.50 actually the tile on the average dressing. High dressing, starting at 90 bucks, up to 98.50 on the breakers and boners. Slaughter bulls, the average dressing, $1.02 to $1 and a nickel. High dressing, up to $1.12. 640 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards cow and bull turn yesterday. Slaughter cows and bulls steady to a dollar higher. Breakers and boners, 84 to 89.50. High dressing, 92 to 97.50. Bulls, average dressing up to a dollar and a nickel. High dressing, 106 to $1.10. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October live cattle futures are down 30 cents at 127.85. December off 35 cents at 130.22. September feeder cattle off 35 cents today at 157.90. October down by 52 cents at 159.95. Probably feeling some of the pressure from higher soybean and corn futures today. As far as all the prices are concerned on the grain, the oilseed, the cotton futures, and the energy complex, we've got them right after this.
Ranchers and farmers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd, for hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing, and vehicle information and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner, host of the local and live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and making deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the farm show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres. That includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. These bull buckouts are free to kids 12 and under, discounted with your free admission. It's the Heart of America Farm Show. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through the 22nd.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, September contracts are up 4.25 cents at $7.01. December's at 7.03 and a half, up 4.25 cents. And you stretch out to July of 2014, new crop for 2014, up 4.5 cents today, 7.05 and a quarter. September Chicago soft wheat's up 4.5, 6.38 and three quarters. September corn, 4.95, up 11.25 cents. December new crop corn, 4.82 and a quarter, up 6.75 cents. September soybeans at 13.25 and three quarters, up 16.5. November new crop up 18 now at 13.08 and a quarter. We've got October cotton down 338 points now, 85.38 cents a pound. December new crop, 85.47 cents a pound, down 339 points. Crude oil off $1.35 a barrel right now at 103.75. Natural gas up 2 pennies at 347. Those are the markets. I'm Ron Hayes.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the dietary guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of.
This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Alrighty, Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest is Dr. Ted Schroeder from Kansas State University. We're talking about the latest beef demand stats. Back with Dr. Schroeder with those in just a moment.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age and majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
They're really encouraging. We're talking about the latest beef demand and consumption numbers for the second quarter of 2013 versus 1 year ago. To help us sort through the numbers today, we've got Dr. Ted Schroeder standing by, professor of livestock marketing at Kansas State University. Dr. Schroeder, give us a rundown of what you're seeing in the numbers for this year versus 2012.
The second quarter of 2013, we came in with a nominal beef price, which is a price not adjusted for inflation at the retail level, that is the highest we've ever seen. Slightly higher, it was about $5.27 or so a pound at the retail counter on average, and that was, you know, about a penny higher than we saw the previous quarter. But again, it's the highest we've ever seen nominally. Now, we've seen similar values, or not too far from this, on an inflation-adjusted basis back in 2003. But nonetheless, very positive in terms of price level. In addition, we saw good consumption levels, certainly up from first quarter. Of course, some of that's seasonal, but around 14.6 pounds per person being consumed. That's up from 13.7 the first quarter of the year. It's about where we were a year ago, same quarter two a year ago, with a much higher price, a price that's about 30 cents per pound higher. So seasonally, we're up 30 cents in price from a year ago, and up in per capita consumption or stable on per capita consumption.
Dr. Schroeder, you know, regarding these numbers, as you've had a chance to analyze them, anything in particular that jumps out at you that maybe surprises you just a little bit?
Well, what was surprising, if you put the two together, if you put price up that much, 30 cents a pound, and you maintain consumption again, and I'm talking same quarter a year ago, what that relates to is a sizable jump in demand, because it says that people were going into the grocery store with the same consumption levels but purchasing and willing to pay much higher prices for the beef they're purchasing. That's an upward movement in demand, and the magnitude of that movement did surprise me a little bit. And, you know, we can talk a lot about a lot of factors that helped encourage that growth, but that is a pretty robust kind of demand growth that we've seen.
Dr. Ted Schroeder over at Kansas State University talking about these latest beef demand and consumption numbers for the second quarter of 2013 versus 2012. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. We're getting down to the final moments of Midday Oklahoma. Stick around. We'll be back with our final thoughts up on our soapbox after these messages.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, your restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768EC.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waukomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pairs, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, climbing up on our soapbox here at the tail end of another Midday Oklahoma, our hump day edition on this 21st day of the month of August. Hard to believe we're moving so quickly through August already. And on this 21st of August, a lot of folks starting to get into school this week. We've had some schools getting going earlier in the month of August, but a lot of people going this week for the first time across our entire territory. I've noticed a lot of Facebook pictures this week of first graders and fourth graders, and had one lady, a friend of ours, that posted a picture of her daughter as a preschooler. Only thing is, the daughter is now in high school, and the comment by the mom was, well, it's not cool to take a picture of your daughter on the first day of school in front of high school, so here's a picture when she was a preschooler. Kind of a creative way to celebrate the beginning of school in that regards. And even as folks are celebrating the beginning of school, there's one outfit that's thinking about fall break already. And for this year, a lot of schools will be celebrating fall break on the 17th and 18th of October. And Redlands Community College has got an idea for your younger kiddos at that particular time. They're going to be putting on something called a farm camp. Ages 5 through 12 years of age, 17th, 18th of October, all day, both of those days. You can send your child to learn about agriculture, and at the same time, they'll be crafty and be creative at the same time. Activities will include items that are seen on the farm every day. The instruction will focus on different areas of the farm, including horses, pigs, gardening, cows, sheep, and goats. If you want more information, you can contact April Bow at the Redlands Community College. Her phone number is 405-422-1492. April's number again, 405-422-1492. Well, that's our time today. Hope you're going to have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
Thanks, Ron. We certainly do appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our show for today. For Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 on your Thursday for Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.